This morning, we're going to look at something from the book of Jeremiah, and I see we have a lot of prayer requests, so I'm going to jump right into it. This is the Word of God. This comes from Jeremiah, and I see this because, you know, I read this one verse, and I looked at it and thought, oh, that's pretty interesting. So I read it in the Amplified Bible and thought, well, that's really intriguing. And I think that God says to the prophet Jeremiah something here that is very true and very relevant for us today in our lives as well. In Jeremiah chapter 1, we see that God is faithful and promises to Jeremiah that he's going to be with him, that he's going to use Jeremiah in powerful ways. He makes promises to Jeremiah. Now we get to Jeremiah chapter 15. And in chapter 15, God is just come to a place where he is tired of relenting. He's tired of withholding because the people, his own children, his own people, continue to deliberately turn against him, to willfully turn their back on God and look towards other gods. And he says in chapter 15, verse number 6, now let me read it from the Amplified Bible. He says in verse number 6, "You've rejected and forsaken me, says the Lord." He's speaking about the people of Israel. "You keep going in reverse. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of relenting concerning your punishment." God's been holding back. This is God's nature. God's nature is to withhold. God's nature is to have grace and mercy. God's nature is patience and long-suffering. But even God says, look, it's gotten to the point. It's gotten to the point where people are giving their children, burning their children in the fires of Moloch, offering their children as sacrifices for their own selfishness. They've turned to other gods. They reject me, they reject my word, they reject my truth, they're disobedient, and they've turned their hearts towards other gods. And he's been patient, he's been waiting, he's spoken through Jeremiah, they reject the word of God through Jeremiah, and God says, the people keep going backwards, they keep going in reverse, they go away from me, and I'm tired, I'm weary of relenting. So that's what's coming up. And then God goes through all the things that are going to happen to the people. Now, listen to, this is the prophet. Listen to what the prophet Jeremiah says. And this is, to me, just fascinating. Because even the prophet, hearing all these things, "Woe is me." This is verse number 10. "Woe is me, my mother, that you bore me to be a man of strife, a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither loaned nor have men loaned to me, yet everyone curses me." Now, what Jeremiah is saying there is kind of, oh, woe is me. Oh, this is going to be a hard trial. He's feeling sorry for himself. And he's feeling sorry for the fact that this is what's going to be coming upon the people. He's going to have to endure it as well. He's just feeling sorry for himself. Now, all those words he just said, like for him to say, for him to point out in that verse, let me read that from the King James. Verse number 10, "Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me, a man of strife, a man of contention to the whole earth." Well, he is sharing the word of God. And so the earth does tend to reject the word of God, and certainly God's people at this point were rejecting the word of God. So he is bringing strife, that is true, and a man of contention, that is true, to the whole earth. "I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me." So he's feeling sorry for himself. He's, look, I haven't done anything wrong. Look, I've been obedient, God, and I get cursed by men. Now, all of these things go against what God promised him in chapter 1. And this is what God reminds him of. I'm going to read this, first of all, from the New American Standard Bible. So as you get down to the end of chapter 15, listen to what the prophet says as God is speaking to him. And what you see here in chapter 15 is basically God talking to the prophet Jeremiah. And once in a while, you'll get an interjection of Jeremiah as Jeremiah is responding to these things and speaking to God and responding to the things that God is saying. Look, here's what's going to happen. Here's what has happened. Here's where I'm at with this. Here's what you're going to do. And here's what's going to happen to the people. And so there's a conversation. It's mostly God, but there's a conversation back and forth. Now listen to this at the very end. Starting in verse number 18. Again, this is Jeremiah chapter 15. This is Jeremiah speaking to God. "Why has my path been perpetual? I'm sorry, why has my pain been perpetual? And my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you indeed be to me like a deceptive stream with water that is unreliable?" Now, this is Jeremiah talking to God. This is how downcast Jeremiah is at the news of what God's going to do and what he's going to have to say and what he's going to have to speak to the people. Now again, go back to chapter 1 and you see that God faithfully promised to honor and to take care of Jeremiah. But here's Jeremiah at that very low point. Those are pretty strong words. He's saying, why has my pain, this is Jeremiah saying to God, ever felt like talking to God this way? Maybe you have. Why has my pain been perpetual? Ever said to God, God, why is it that this is an unrelenting problem or an unrelenting pain or sickness or whatever the case might be in your life? Why has my pain been perpetual and my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you, he's talking to God, will you indeed be to me like a deceptive stream with water that is unreliable? He's asking God, look, are you going to leave me down the pathway and leave me alone? Are you going to tell me one thing and do another? Can I count on you? That's what he's saying. Verse number 19, therefore, thus says the Lord. Here's the Lord's response to that from Jeremiah. Look, if you've ever felt those things or spoken those things, you're in good company because the prophet Jeremiah said those same things also. God's response to Jeremiah, therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will restore you. Before me, you will stand, and I will extract the precious from the worthless. You will become my spokesman. They, for their part, may turn to you. But as for you, you must not turn to them. Then I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. And though they fight against you, they will not prevail over you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. So I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grasp of the violent. So Jeremiah is at that place where he's saying to God, look, God, can I count on you? Really, can I trust you? Because it seems like this problem is unrelenting. It seems like my heartache and my brokenheartedness, it seems like this is unrelenting. It's perpetual. There's no healing for it. Can I count on you? Or will you be like, as he said in verse number 18, with water that is unreliable? Those are pretty strong words. And you hear God's response. Now, the reason I pointed out all this out is because I think many times we feel that same way. God had given in chapter 1 Jeremiah all kinds of promises. God has given you far more promises than Jeremiah ever had. You have all the promises in this entire word. You have all the promises, and you have all the promises that come from the New Testament and the promises of Jesus Christ. You are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You share in all things with him. If you believe in Jesus and what Jesus has done for you and the sacrifice that he made, the work that he did, the sacrifice that he made, the shedding of his blood, his death and his resurrection, and ascending to heaven, he did all those things for you because you couldn't do it for yourself. If you believe that, then you have all the full promises. The promises that you have are far greater than what Jeremiah could ever have realized in his life. And yet God gave him promises, and there were great promises in chapter 1. Well, Jeremiah is at a place here in chapter 15 where he's very discouraged. He's uncertain. He's looking and he's seeing something contrary in his own life. And he's seeing something contrary to the promises. And he's questioning God about those promises. Ever felt that way? Have you ever questioned God about the promises? Have you ever said, you know, God, look, I know that your word says this, and I've believed, but you know what? I'm not seeing it. Can I trust you? Can I rely on you? Or will you be water that is unreliable to me? Have you ever felt that way? Or have you, of course you have. Have you ever expressed those very words? Probably most of us have at one time or another expressed those same things that Jeremiah expressed. Because Jeremiah was frustrated at the situation. He was frustrated at not seeing the results, not seeing the promises in his own life, not seeing them. And so he spoke those words, and you heard. Now, I want to read these the response of God to Jeremiah from the Amplified Bible. Because I want you to hear exactly what he's saying. Because this speaks to you and I. Do you feel today, do you feel like there's promises that God's given that you haven't seen? Do you feel like there's promises that you've stood on and you've believed and you're frustrated because you haven't seen those yet? Do you feel in somewhere in your mind, have you said, God, can I trust you? Now, maybe you've not said that. Maybe you have. Maybe you have said it directly. I think a lot of times we think things, but we know we shouldn't think them, so we don't bring them to the forefronts of our mind. But they're there. The thoughts are there. We may not express them, but the thoughts are there. How many times, and maybe right now today, are you questioning whether God will be faithful to you? Are you questioning whether you'll see those promises? Are you questioning God because you haven't seen the promises? That's what Jeremiah was doing. Now listen to God's response. And again, this is from the Amplified Bible. Here's what Jeremiah said. Why is my pain perpetual, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you, speaking to God, will you indeed be to me like a deceitful brook? Jeremiah is saying, are you going to deceive me, God? It's pretty strong. Like a deceitful brook, the waters that fail and are uncertain. Now here's God's response. Therefore, thus says the Lord to Jeremiah. If you return, now listen to this. If you return and give up this mistaken tone of distrust and despair, then I will give you again a settled place of quiet and safety. Whew, that's pretty strong words. That is strong stuff. Look, probably most of us wouldn't be so bold as to even say the things that Jeremiah said. We probably wouldn't be that bold to say those things to God. Now, we might question, we might wonder, we might think those thoughts. We probably wouldn't verbalize them to God. I just can't picture many of us saying to God, look, can I trust you? God, will you be like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail and are uncertain? You may feel that way, but you probably wouldn't say it. Jeremiah did say it. And I love the response of God. And if you feel today, if you feel like there's promises that you stood on in the Word of God, if you feel like there's promises that you believe, but you haven't seen them, they haven't come to pass, and you're frustrated because you haven't seen them. Listen to what God said to Jeremiah, and just take heart to these words ourselves. Let me read that again. This is verse number 19 of Jeremiah 15, God's response to Jeremiah. Therefore, thus says the Lord to Jeremiah, if you return, Jeremiah had turned away from speaking words. What are you speaking today? What are the words that you're speaking? What are you thinking? What are your thoughts? Jeremiah had turned away from believing God. He had turned away and he was speaking things that were contrary to God. He's questioning God and questioning whether God can be trusted. Will you deceive me? That's what he's asking. And God says, if you return, so in other words, if you return to me, if you return to faith, if you return to trusting in me, if you will return to believing me and not believing the things that you see, if you will believe my word and my promises, and you'll speak words that line up with that, if you'll return and give up this mistaken tone of distrust and despair. How many times, because things aren't going well, we get frustrated and our tone and the things that we say, both to God, to others, and to ourselves, the words that come out of our mouth, the thoughts that we have in our mind, our thoughts and our words of distrust and despair. God said, I can't work through that. I can't move through that. You've placed yourself and positioned yourself away from where I can bless you and where I can move through you. But if you will return, in other words, if you will leave behind the mistaken tone, the very tone of Jeremiah's, the tone of his words, the tone of his very soul, his mind, his personality, the tone is distrust and despair. There is no faith there, and God cannot move through that. So God's saying the same thing to you. I mean, if you felt that same thing where you've questioned God, and if you're at a place where you're saying, God, can I trust you? God is saying to you, as he said to Jeremiah, if you return, if you give up this mistaken tone of distrust and despair, then I will give you a settled place of quiet and safety. And he goes on to say how he will use Jeremiah. What an awesome word that is. Hear God saying that and speaking that to you as well. If you can relate to that, hear and heed those words from God. Hear and heed those words. Return from that mistaken tone of distrust and despair. Trust in him and do not despair. Praise him and thank him. Trust him and praise him and watch what he does through your life.